The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready?
You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the Gau Studios in Houston, you're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Producer T. Scott. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour? Lots of sports. Mix in a little non-sports, but mostly sports. A little Hall of Fame talk there. And by the way, also new on Sports Map now, Joel Blank has a video up. MLB.com links Astros and Bryce Harper as the mystery team.
What'd they do, like post a list of 10 destinations?
No, no. Actually, Richard Justice reported it that... And I know Richard very well. He's very well connected. I've worked with Richard for many years.
You're saying he's a legitimate source?
I'm saying he is a legitimate source and that he reported that the Astros might be the mystery team in this thing, which I don't know what that means. They're talking to him. It doesn't mean they're going to sign him.
Did you see Nightingale's tweet about how the Phillies are in on they have visions of getting Harper, Keuchel, and Kimbrel?
No.
No, I guess they're out on Machado then. But, good luck with that. Look, spend some money, guys. Go ahead.
Jesus Garza says, do you guys view A-Rod the same way as Bonds and Clemens? Which is interesting. I think A-Rod falls more into the Manny Ramirez category. A-Rod, significantly better player than Manny Ramirez. I mean, statistically alone, you could argue A-Rod's one of the five or six best players ever. But this is a guy who failed a test and was suspended by Major League Baseball for failing a test.
Yeah, and...
So it's a little bit different.
And this is another factor for me when it comes to Bonds and Clemens above all else. They weren't testing when those guys were doing that. And, you know, were they illegal? Yes, but were they against baseball's rules? No.
Yeah, but what baseball player doesn't do some illegal stuff?
Well, that's the thing. So that's not okay, but the guys who put Vaseline on the ball are.
Right. We're going to hold Daryl Strawberry out of the Hall of Fame because he did a bunch of coke. Big deal. Did a bunch of coke. He's not in the Hall of Fame. Maybe that's why.
Well, Tim Raines got in, right?
Yeah, Tim Raines got in.
Yeah, his nickname was Rock for a reason.
God, it's so crazy to think that there's a Hall of Fame that has Tim Raines and Harold Baines in it.
Oh, God, Harold Baines.
But not Barry Bonds. It's so crazy.
It is. And a couple of other things. Foster asked, curious if you guys think the Ryan brothers will coach again. Both are pretty good on TV. I don't think so. I think Rex could still be a good defensive coordinator, but I think they're doing pretty fine with what they're doing. And Gabriel asking, why is it Gulf Greyhound doesn't have live races on a regular basis? They rotate. There's three Texas tracks. They rotate. Each one rotates a meet every year. And I don't know which one it was that couldn't
Corpus.
Do
theirs.
Was it Corpus? Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't do theirs this year. So Gulf picked that one up for them. But, yeah, they have to have a certain amount of race days so they can simulcast. So, 713-780-ESPN. 49 says, I agree with you guys, but did Lance Armstrong ever fail a drug test? They caught him at the end.
Yeah, he did catch
him. That's
why
he would have never admitted it if they hadn't have found it with other testing.
Yep.
But, you know, I just think, and again, I get it. There's people, oh, they're cheaters. They're cheaters. If you saw how hard you have to work to have the body to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, what steroids really do is you recover faster so you can work out more. And yeah, you can't just automatically shoot Winstrol up your ass and sit on the couch and eat donuts and ice cream and go hit 50 home runs.
Well, and the other thing is, I mean, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, for that matter, they saw what was going on in baseball. If let's say they did take steroids, they, like everybody else, saw what was going on and said, dude, if I want to keep up, this is what I got to do. And if I'm Barry Bonds and I see Sammy Sosa getting all this love and I know I'm twice the baseball player Sammy Sosa is, I'd want to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
The reality is, how many players got busted on steroids? How many relief pitchers and things like that? It's
a bunch of guys in the minors you never heard of, too.
It was an epidemic. So if you really only think the people who got caught are the only ones who did it, get real with yourself. And I would bet every dollar I've got that there are guys who are in the Hall of Fame that they've put in the last 3 or 4 years that did steroids. I guarantee it.
Well, the Barry Bonds is a cheater. You're not supposed to hit that many home runs at 40 years old. Everybody knows he cheated. Give me your proof.
You're not supposed to?
Give me your proof. That's all. Actual proof. And I'll listen. But you don't have it because it doesn't exist.
Yo Adrian says, I don't think A-Rod ever failed a test. He was just on a ledger for a youth clinic. He was suspended for a year.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I think he did have to fail. I can't imagine they suspended him for a year for just being rumored. I mean, I would think that. Well, but you might be right. If that's the case, then, yeah, you probably should be in.
All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Hey, USA Today did 9 quarterbacks who are going to impact things next year.
Okay.
I don't think several of these belong on the list.
9 guys who didn't impact things this year?
No, just basically 9 quarterbacks that will be available in 2019, and the team that would be the best fit, that they will have an impact.
Oh, okay.
And Nick Foles clearly number one.
Well, yeah.
Care to guess their best fit?
Denver?
Jaguars.
Oh. Hey, speaking of baseball and Hall of Fame,
yeah.
We're talking about Mariano Rivera. Do you remember who was the closer for the Yankees when Mariano Rivera was the setup man?
Oh, vaguely. It's something with a W.
John Wetland.
Yeah. I saw this story.
Won a World Series MVP. And now he's won something else. He's won the prize as one of the grossest dudes ever.
Oh, really?
Been booked for first degree felony continuous sex abuse of a child.
Oh, God.
And if convicted, faces life up to life in prison. The accuser, a male family member who claims Wetland engaged in oral sex with him on 3 separate occasions between 2004 and 2006.
Dude, you got to give some warning before you start reading that crap.
While he was a child under the age of 14. So, John Wetland, and oddly enough, he's been released on bail. Like,
that was way more detailed than the story I saw.
You didn't see the good stuff.
No, I did not see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So John Wetland's a creeper.
You got to tell me before. You always tell people, turn down your radio if you don't want to hear this. I wanted to turn my headphones off.
By the way, Fred.
So I didn't have to hear that.
In his mugshot, wearing a turtleneck.
No, that's just wrong. That is wrong. That is an affront to those of us who appreciate the beauty of a good turtleneck.
Yeah.
So he's in the Texas Rangers Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
Would they take him out?
They should.
They should do that, right?
Yeah, they should remove him from the record books.
Hmm.
No, actually, I don't know. I don't know if that should happen. But they should have to, like...
I don't know. It's still, like, at least put an asterisk, like, this guy's a creep.
They should put a note, like, yeah, this guy was a pretty good pitcher.
We don't condone anything that happened after his playing career.
Just like Fred's doppelganger. Listen, Jeffrey Jones is a great actor. He was great in Deadwood. He was great in Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller was a good movie.
But he's a creepo. Right,
Fred? Beetlejuice.
Yeah, he was in Beetlejuice, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have to remove him from your wall of fame.
I like having him as a famous person, though, because you look just like him.
Sigh. I had 8 other quarterbacks to get to, too, by the way. You just had to go and put that disgusting story
You were setting that up for the next segment.
No, I was going to start it there.
I apologize.
Yeah, that's okay.
I stepped on the segment.
No, then. It's not just that. It's that I didn't really want to hear the details of that story.
I'm sorry, Fred.
And I just would have appreciated a warning. It's like, hey, if you don't want to hear a disgusting thing about John Wetland and little kids, you might want to, because I could have turned my headphones down.
All right.
I would have.
Well,
I would still heard it.
I'm a bad friend.
But it's not like, I wouldn't have heard it as loudly in my ear. And plus, you put that image in my head now, and it's just, I'm grossed out.
Sorry.
In fact, I may have to pop out some vodka here or something to calm down.
I did notice you brought a jug of vodka in here today.
I didn't bring a jug of vodka. Remember earlier when I was talking about I'm having to Uber everywhere, and I didn't want to go to the liquor store? So Josh was kind enough to pick that up for me when they went out for lunch.
Oh, okay.
So I can take it home with me tonight.
Because you're planning on getting S House tonight?
No, I plan on having a few drinks tonight, though.
Okay. And you're vodka over whiskey guy these days.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot more vodka because fewer calories.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm being a conscious alcoholic.
What's your plan for alcoholism when we're in Las Vegas?
Well, my plan is when I win my first $1,000, I will go have a shot of Pappy.
Oh, okay.
But otherwise, I'm not going to get too crazy. I got weed out there. That works for me.
Okay. Because I'm trying to follow my diet, too, so I'm on vodka and sugar-free Red Bull.
Yeah, vodka water is pretty much what it's going to be for me, so, which is a little tip. From people who are constantly trying to lose weight, the best alcohol is either vodka or gin, and I just don't like gin.
Yeah, gin's tough to drink, especially in quantity.
Yeah, because it, even though it's not really sweet, it starts tasting sweet, and it's kind of gross.
Yeah.
Vodka's nice and flat. That's a nice way to go. All right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
From the Gau Studios in Houston, you're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I got a giveaway. How about we do this?
Well, you got to give it to your mama.
Give it away now. Get revved up and ready for the 2019 Houston Auto Show. Win a pair of tickets to the 36th Annual Houston Auto Show. It's the largest auto show of the South, and the first place you can see, hear, touch, drive, and experience the industry's latest and greatest offerings. Don't miss the Houston Auto Show, January 23rd through Sunday the 27th at NRG Center. Tickets are available at HoustonAutoShow.com. Get yours now and experience over 800,000 square feet of automotive excitement. At 5:22, not a second before, we'll take caller 10 for the auto show tickets. A couple things from the text line. Curious on your vodka preference. My first choice is Space City if I can get the big bottles. But right now I can find the little ones. I'm going to have to get out to the... I need to get out to the distillery. It's been a while.
It's outside the loop, though. So
it is. That BJ Hooker is pretty good. They're local. He's got a nice vodka. And right now I'm on that Dripping Springs.
Okay.
Yeah, I try to stay in the state. You know, I get a lot of questions about, hey, I'm going to Vegas. And then, go to sportsmap.com. I have my Things to Do in Vegas thing up. Should answer all your questions.
Have you updated it yet?
Yeah, I've updated it. Okay. I took Treasure Island off there. And I'm probably going to go add some more stuff this trip just to be different. But I updated it before because it was originally when I first wrote it, it was Houston Sports and stuff. And then I put it on this site and updated it because it was right after the shootings.
Yeah.
And then I've updated it since. So, but it's just basically a list of, okay, here's where we go. Here's good places to eat. Here's good bars. Here's the poker rooms we like. That's pretty much all I can offer you, frankly. Sports books, because that new one in Park MGM is really good. I still like Legacy's over at the Venetian, but that Park MGM one is great. The only problem with it is it doesn't have horses, so if I want to sit there and play horses, I'm kind of screwed. 713-780-ESPN. All right, so here's my other quarterbacks that they think will and where they fit. So we have Foles Jaguars is the number one on the list.
Okay.
Kyler Murray to the Giants. Sit behind Eli for a year.
Okay. I would, you know when I'd be okay with this? If they got him in the second round.
Yeah.
If they use a top 10 pick on Kyler Murray.
He's a sixth pick. You know who would love to see this?
Cowboys
fan, Eagles fan, Redskins fan. Dwayne Haskins to the Broncos.
Man, Dwayne Haskins is so...
You know what? I'm just not impressed with him, which means he'll probably be a star.
Yeah. There's things I like about him and things I don't.
And I know he had a really good season. He put up big numbers.
Yeah. And he's one of those guys that I may have to look at because I'd look at the offense that he played in, and I'm like, oh, that's never going to translate. But Jared Goff and Patrick Mahomes have kind of made me look stupid saying that. And then I think about Haskins isn't that great of an athlete, but neither is Goff. I mean, Haskins and Goff have a lot in common athletically. I mean, they're decent athletes. They're not runners.
Right.
Both have a good arm, pretty accurate. It's just hard for me to – I'm going to have to see it before I believe it, I guess.
About Joe Flacco to the Buccaneers.
Ooh.
It's a very strange – well, you know what, though? He's a Bruce Arians kind of guy.
He is.
And, you know, obviously, maybe you start out with Winston there, but if your team's good enough and he's not performing – Flacco could run Arians' offense.
He could.
Big guy, big arm, stands in the pocket. It kind of makes sense. I have to think of the Bucks differently now that Arians is there. Drew Lock to the Dolphins.
Yeah, I mean, Drew Lock's another one of these guys that I'm not crazy about, but they're all going to get drafted, and they're all going to get drafted high. So,
you know what I would do if I'm the Dolphins?
What?
I don't take a quarterback this year. I go with Tannehill for one more year and completely suck and get Tua.
It's not a bad call.
Just that's what I would do.
Do you tank it next season?
Well, I don't.
The problem is
overtly tank it, but
they're going to have a brand new coach who's not looking to tank his first year.
He's probably trying to win games. They have Theodore Bridgewater on here and suggest he should stay with the Saints, which probably not a bad idea with 40-year-old Drew Brees.
Yeah. He'll be lucky if they decide to keep him around.
Eli Manning to the Redskins.
So they're saying bring Kyler Murray in and start him immediately? Like the Giants should cut bait on Eli Manning?
Yeah.
Ooh. Who wrote this?
USA Today here. Who is it? Nate Davis.
Man, Eli Manning had a good year. I mean,
yeah, wouldn't you be better keeping
him a relatively good year?
If you draft a Kyler Murray or whatever, you're better off starting with him. And more people, just please do what Andy Reid did. Now, Andy Reid's better than most of you, so he can do that. But, man, that made sense. How about Ryan Tannehill?
I'm looking at this. Eli Manning had, with the exception of his rookie year, where he didn't start every game, this was the second least amount of interceptions he's thrown in a season. 11.
He had a rough start to the year, but the whole team did. The offensive line was a wreck. He played better.
Way better than a year ago.
Ryan Tannehill.
He's not impacting anything.
To your beloved Titans.
Yeah.
As a backup behind Marcus Mariota. That would be a good job for him.
Honestly, I'm starting to think Marcus Mariota is turning into Ryan Tannehill.
Hmm. And then Daniel Jones to the two teams.
He can only go to one.
Well, they give you...
options.
They give you a choice of two.
Okay.
Chargers and Patriots. Makes sense with 41-year-old Brady and 37-year-old Rivers. So, but those are the guys they say will be most impactful. I would scratch half that list off.
I think so.
I think you're really looking at Foles is going to have a big impact. Flacco could. And that's about it.
I think the Chargers' backup quarterback is still Kellen Clemens. I think it's been like Charlie Whitehurst and Kellen Clemens for the last 20 years. One of those two guys.
713-780-ESPN is your number. Somebody asked if Drew Brees wins the Super Bowl, would he retire? Maybe.
That's a question for Drew Brees.
Yeah, that's two. That'd be two for him, which gets him into Peyton Manning territory. Yeah.
And I mean, so here's the deal with Drew Brees. Drew Brees is already a lock first ballot Hall of Famer. Drew Brees he's never going to surpass Tom Brady as far as greatest quarterback of all time conversation.
But, you know, when you were talking about your Rushmore,
he can get himself into
that. He could get into that conversation. But I think it's going to take not just another Super Bowl, but another big year next year.
Because we've talked about that before. When was it somebody made the Rushmore and you were, or maybe I gave it and you were like, I tried to argue with it and you couldn't come up with an argument against it?
Yeah, because you, it's because somebody had said, oh, Brees belongs on any Rushmore. And then the four you listed, I'm like, well, damn, I don't know if I can put him on.
Brady, Manning, Elway, and Montana.
Yeah. And I think to win a second one, now you can start.
You're in Elway territory.
You can start arguing Elway, Manning.
Yeah.
And I think that would be big. And of course, if his goal is to be on a meaningless Mount Rushmore created by a bunch of talking heads.
Created by me.
Then he should keep going.
Yeah.
He should keep playing.
Keep grinding.
Just for AJ. Keep flinging that rock, man. But yeah, I think that's, you know, his legacy is pretty much set. I do think a couple more years, like, and a Super Bowl title and another, you know, 4,800-yard year with a bunch of touchdowns, you're getting into a pretty high level then. And when you start looking at all the records he's going to own at that point.
Yep.
That would be pretty amazing. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And you going to get on your hoops this weekend?
I'm going to keep grinding, keep taking my shots. But, yeah, if you're talking about the pro dunk hoops, these are – guys, listen. These are the best. They're the best. ProDunkHoops.com is the place to go to get it. Best basketball goals on the planet. And if you have an old crappy goal hanging on the top of your garage or a rusted out piece of junk that's got the top right corner of your backboard is missing and the rim is super crooked and it's just a mess, fix it up, man. Do your kids better than that. ProDunk Hoops, their goals are manufactured exclusively by Hoop Sporting Equipment. And they're the best on the market. Thickest steel of any goal on the market, 75% thicker than you get in the big box stores. Tempered glass backboard, they guarantee that if that backboard cracks or breaks for any reason, they'll replace it for free, and it's never going to rust. 30 years maintenance-free, perfect for the weather down here. They've got designs to fit every home, driveway, or backyard, and of course, they're all adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet. Get your new hoops goal today. Get out there with your boys. Get out there with your girls. Have yourself a good time on your Pro Dunks hoop. See it all. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
ESPN 97.5. From the Gau Studios in Houston, you're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I'm already going to the energy drink whip here.
That's your second one, huh?
Yeah, well, first one I was still sipping on when you came in early, but I started that one at noon. So.
Okay.
But, you know, it's halfway through the show. What is it Joel always says? 90 in someone's rear and something like that? Yeah. So we'll just do that. A32 says, thanks for writing an awesome book, Fred. Been enjoying reading it the past couple of days. Thank you, man. Or woman. I'm getting a lot of great response. And I really appreciate it. People seem to really like it. I think it fits our audience. So, you know, there's a couple people who have been critical of some things, which is, you know, fair. But for the most part, the response has been really strong. So thank you, guys. Hope you're enjoying it. And if you don't have it yet, it's on Amazon or it's on Apple Books. And if you want the audio book, just go to GalMediaPublishing.com and The narrators on that did a fantastic job. Rob asks, I like to play blackjack and craps. How much cash would you bring for a four-day stay in Vegas? I hate to be wishy-washy.
I don't know your budget.
That's the thing. Everyone's budget is different. Always bring what you're willing to lose without it affecting your life in any way. Budget just like you would for any vacation. Like, oh, I'm going to spend $500 on food. Okay, well, I'm going to bet that much. It's because it's different for everybody. And the one bit of advice I would give you is make sure that whatever you're taking and spending per session, that's great. Budget yourself out for that. Don't go on your credit cards to get money.
No.
If you're doing that, then especially if you lose a bunch right off the bat, like if your budget, let's just for the sake of argument, say your budget's $500 for four nights to bet with. So if you lose your $125 the first night, and then start betting again and lose the next one and lose the next night, and then you go off to the cage to get cash off your credit card, don't do that. Just plan on, okay, it's $125, and if I win and I want to play with $250 the next night, I can.
Here's what I do basically every trip. I take $200 cash, my credit card, and my secondary ID, which is either my veteran's ID card or my license to carry. And I put it in the safe in the hotel room just in case the worst happens. I lose my wallet or something like that. I can get home with that, with those things. And that's always nice because the cash is for when you feel like you're going home empty handed, you're at least going home with $200.
I think the last trip I did, this is probably what I'm going to do this time, is as soon as I get to the hotel, everything goes in the safe except for the cash I'm going to carry on me. And my MLife card.
Okay.
Well, I'm not even taking my phone. So,
oh, really?
Well, I'll have it during the day when we're working. But like when I'm going out at night, unless we're all going to meet up somewhere afterwards,
yeah,
everything's staying locked in the safe.
Look at you.
So I've learned my lesson in that city. It happens too many times. And it's that way, if I get pickpocketed, all I'm losing is whatever cash I got. And I won't even keep all my cash with me. I'll have my budget for the night. And if I win a bunch, I'm taking it up and putting it in a room. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. Man, the texter's liking your Sabbath music there, Tyler. So keep it coming.
I've got some bad news for the people. Netflix. You Netflix guy, Tyler?
I do pay for Netflix.
Yes. Netflix, Fred?
Oh, God, yeah. I'm all over Netflix.
Netflix is raising their prices. $1 to $2. The standard $11 plan will increase to $13 a month. It'll be applied to all existing members over the next few months. New members will be charged a new price immediately. The $8 plan goes to $9. The $14 plan goes up to $16 a month. And Netflix stock spiked 6% today. They've been spending a ton of dough, $8 billion last year on new content. And then they announced in October they plan to take on $2 billion in new debt. So that, I guess if you have Netflix stock, good. If you're just a lowly subscriber, not so good.
What if you're both? I actually have some Netflix stock.
Then, I mean, you're basically paying yourself.
So well, I have no problem with the prices going up a little bit. As much as I use Netflix and as much joy as I get out of that, that's fair. I'm not going to complain.
What's on the $14 plan?
I don't know.
I didn't even know that there was one above.
They send hookers to your house.
Streaming. Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure what that is.
Did you guys have Netflix when they used to send you DVDs in the mail?
One of my friends did.
Yeah, I had Netflix in, and it was like I think the price went from like $8 to $10.
I think
it was
like $10.
I was outraged.
Matt says going to Cushat in a couple of weeks. What amount would you sit down on a 1-3-2-5 and 5-10 no limit hold'em cash games with? I think it's pretty simple. Just 10 times the, 100 times the big blind. So like a 1-3 game, I'm taking 300 minimum.
Yeah.
2-5, 500, and 5-10, 1,000.
Yeah.
That's the minimum number you should sit down with, in my opinion, at those tables. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And somebody says $14 is gets you streaming in 4K.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what
I don't have a 4K TV, so.
Yeah. You don't have a 4K TV?
No. I'm a radio producer.
You're poor.
You keep battling though, Tyler. You'll get there.
You'll get there someday.
One day you'll be a rich like Hoffman is.
Remember, Fred, I took a pay cut to stay here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we could bring on Lance and
Charlie Pulillo. No one believes that by any stretch of the imagination.
Those are the guys making the big dough.
Somebody mentioned, I have one episode left of season 3 of Lucifer, and Netflix picked it up and they're doing 10.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward. That's supposed to be in April, which if it's in April, it's going to have to get in line behind Game of Thrones.
I just started binging season 2 of Snowfall, and it's on FX, and I don't know why I still do this because everything's on demand, but when there's a show I want to watch, I always record it and keep it on my DVR just so I'm reminded that it exists. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I have that season of Snowfall. I have the most recent season of Vikings. And I think
which Vikings got axed.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think
that's
crazy.
They
got discontinued.
And the I've got the Joe Paterno movie. Still haven't watched it.
It's from
like October of last year. It's still on my DVR. It's the lowest thing on the list. I still haven't gotten to it.
Yeah, but it was okay. It's something like if there's nothing else on, you should watch it. But
Snowfall season 2 is, first of all, way more graphic language and nudity than season 1. Season 1 was like a sort of a PG-13 type show. They made it a little grittier this year.
It's about crack, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you know about that?
I have zero about that.
No knowledge of crack.
None.
Okay. You've never held a crack pipe in your hand?
I have not, no.
All right.
I've seen people.
You've seen it?
I mean, at a gas station, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
I've seen it one time when I was at a bar and I was a little drunk and I told a guy I wanted to buy some weed. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll help you out. And then he came back with crack. And I'm like, no, it's not what I said. You can take that back.
I did that too once, except I actually smoked the crack. Then I became addicted, and I lived on the streets for 4 years.
And then you changed your name to Pookie.
Yeah, but I'm back. I mean, it's all good now.
And
but
then you saw weed for the first time. You're like, oh, I had it wrong.
Yeah, I just thought that was weed.
It's just white and in a little rock form.
Yeah, I'm not a reefer head like you guys. I didn't know what it was supposed to look like.
Steven, the weather guy, says, have you heard about Netflix looking into identifying users who share their passwords and then forcing them to upgrade their account or have it canceled?
Uh-oh.
I'm not surprised
at
all.
That's bad news for my brother.
Well, and
time to be a grown-up.
It's bad news for every college student in America.
Yep.
But the reality is, you are pirating their stuff. And at some point, they're going to figure out a way. And okay. Although Ashok says the 14 gives you multiple screens, so 4 users can use the account at the same time. Interesting. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Somebody asks, how can you watch the new Luther episodes? They're not on here yet, which kind of sucks. They've aired on BBC, but there's no schedule for them on BBC America yet. And it used to be they would show up on that, and Sherlock would show up on PBS first of all things.
Yeah.
So I have not seen them be available yet, and it may be a while. I'm looking forward to it, mainly because they brought back Alice, who is the best character. And 936 says, Fred, your CGC stock went up 11% yesterday. Thanks for the tip. Made some good money off it. It did. And somebody else was asking what the thing was. It's CGC, Canopy Growth Corp. And again, if it drops back down to 30, I would pounce. But hopefully it's going to keep going up from here. They had some legal things that were going on in Canada as far as distribution and things like that. And apparently that got worked out. So we shall see.
You know what else we'll see about?
Your junk?
See about your junk. The Y Factor presented by Man Center. Same practice as always. Nothing's changed but the name. And if you are sluggish at work, sluggish at the gym, sluggish in the bedroom, Tyler, ManCenters can help regain your body's natural testosterone production. You don't need those shots that you're going to have to go in every week for, and then you get the crash. And on top of that, synthetic injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, and long-term health issues. Even shrinkage. You don't want shrinkage. Tyler doesn't, for sure. And, guys, they've got three locations around the Houston area. Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area. That's the one Tyler's closest to. Off 249 in Tomball and now open in Webster. And, guys, they've got a free general male wellness checkup. The doctors are rolling out the red carpet for you guys. It's $150 value. Schedule your free general male wellness checkup today. Give them a call to set it up, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book it online. The Y Factor, presented by ManCenters, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
From the Gau Studios in Houston, you're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, if you haven't purchased Jesus Just Left Chicago yet, greatest novel in the history of the known universe, available on Amazon.com, Apple Books, audio version available at GauMediaPublishing.com. Promise you you'll love it.
I'm going to read it on the flight to Vegas.
Cool. Big signing and release party coming up in just a couple weeks.
So. And if I finish it on that flight, I don't know if I'll have time to finish it on the flight.
You might be able to.
But if I do, I'm going to make a big announcement on the plane that you wrote it and make a big awkward deal of it.
Don't do that.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. Maybe I'll do it in the casino.
Our next trip out there, I'm going to be doing a signing at the casino. So,
oh, yeah?
I couldn't get them together here because it's not officially out yet.
Yeah.
So I couldn't get it in time for this trip. Plus, this trip kind of snuck up on us. Also, check out sportsmap.com. Joel Blank with a great video on Bryce Harper and the Astros being a mystery team. And
then mystery.
We've also got our Who Belongs in the Hall of Fame from the Gau Media team, so you can go through and check all of that out. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. We know that Eagles fan has a reputation.
Is it a good reputation or not so good?
I'm going to go with no.
Okay.
Right? Most people point to a lot of incidents. And listen, every fan base has its... Like, I think the Chiefs have a really good fan base, but then they had idiots out there throwing snowballs.
Yeah.
That fortunately got caught on camera. But that, as bad as it is, I think Philly fan can top that.
Okay.
One Eagles fan was so upset that the first thing she did was attack her girlfriend.
This is a lesbian Eagles fan?
Yes.
Okay.
She attacked her girlfriend, and then she threw the couple's dog in the microwave while the two were arguing.
Oh, Holly.
Inside a hotel following the game.
Why?
Just as upset about the Philadelphia Eagles playoff loss on Sunday, a 31-year-old woman named Kirsten Gaskins attacked her girlfriend inside the room at the Best Western Hotel. Oh, God, a Best Western with Eagles fans, in Hanover Township, Northampton County, and placed the girlfriend's dog inside a microwave. She was charged with simple assault.
It's a Great Dane.
Cruelty to animals. Boy, if you put a Great Dane in there, good on you. Cruelty to animals and, shocker, drug paraphernalia possession. She was arraigned and ultimately released on a $20,000 bond. They were dispatched at 9:40 p.m. Sunday to the hotel and spoke to a woman who said she had just gotten into an argument and fight with her girlfriend. Police could see blood on the woman's left ear and a cut on her nose and left cheek. The good news is the microwave was never turned on and the dog was unharmed. She had threatened to kill the dog after an argument broke out following the Eagles' loss. Okay, public service announcement. If your team loses, don't kill your girlfriend's dog.
Yeah.
The dog didn't do it. Okay? The dog did not throw the interception off Alshon Jeffrey's hands.
What if the dog peed on your lucky jersey or your lucky blanket?
Wash it. So, regardless, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Panock Jeweler gym of the day.
Holly does bring up a good point. Said, knew this was coming. I'd never stay at the Best Western. Yeah. Holly's not really a Best Western.
Holly will stay where her girlfriend tells her to stay.
Oh, so she's not the alpha in the relationship.
Well, clearly, she got her dog put in the microwave.
Okay. Oh, shame on you, Kirsten. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. I had another really, this one would just gross you out, though. So you always talk about don't go to Australia, which, by the way, I have a story for you later in the show about Australia that's only going to feed your fear of it.
Yeah, great.
How about Brazil, where I know you would never go? Apparently, residents in an area of southern Minas Gerais state have reported skies raining spiders, a phenomenon which experts say is typical in the region during hot, humid weather. Photos and videos shared on social media show hundreds of spiders hanging in the sky. That is hell, man.
Yeah.
A farmer said he was stunned and scared, especially when one of the spiders fell through the open window. Yeah, that's a... Says there were many more webs and spiders than you can see in the video. We've seen this before, always at dusk on days when it's been really hot. Spider rain. Spider. No.
That wasn't good.
No, that was awful.
Just like I don't want to hear any more Who albums. I don't want to hear any more Fred Fowler albums. That's
oh, dude, come on, man.
Your body of work. What's going on? I thought you were going to have a band soon.
Yeah, we are. We're,
have you guys practiced any?
No, but we got the songs.
Oh,
listen,
Lord.
These guys are all pros. They're going to. I mean, it's going
to
take us one
You don't
practice.
Think you guys need to practice?
No, we do.
When's the last time you played?
Over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I played a couple of songs we'll be doing. I'm only going to be playing guitar on a couple songs.
You're not going to be singing?
Yeah, I'm going to be singing.
When's the last time you sang?
In front of people, not counting karaoke, about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Sat in with a friend's band.
Is it just because y'all don't have like a place to practice?
That's pretty much it. And we all live like one guy's in League City and one guy's in Cyprus and I'm downtown.
AJ, I'm not going to lie. This band is never going to work out.
Huh? Let him use your garage to practice.
My garage is filled. There's no room in my garage.
We've got a place to practice. The thing is, it's everybody knows all the songs. So it's only going to take three practices max, I think. We'll be ready.
What's going to be your opening song?
You just have to come to the show to hear that. Plus, yeah. I haven't decided. It's one of two things. one of them, it's either going to be Still Counting by Volbeat or it's going to be a Blackstone Cherry song. So,
okay.
That's all I'm going to give you.
All right.
713-780-ESPN is your number. And guys, tell you, if you're looking for a place to get some wings, some great wings, and watch the games this weekend, best place to go is Big City Wings. And I loved Big City Wings long before they ever started coming on the show with us here. Wall-to-wall TVs to watch a big game. You got all the NFL games coming up. There's only three left, and it's a great place to watch them. They're big on wings, big on specials, big on sports. Family-friendly restaurant with something on the menu for everyone. Six convenient locations, and guess what's coming soon? My friend's out in Kingwood. And you can experience a Big City Wing treatment today. I love the fact that they have daily specials every day. How about this? Today, if you're on your way home, 2 for Tuesday wings and tea time with $3 Long Island iced teas. How about that? You can have a pretty nice evening with all that. And they've got all kinds of, even on the weekends, they've got specials. They got happy hour specials Monday through Saturday from 3 to 6:30 p.m. Lunch specials, you name it. Find a location nearest you at bigcitywings.com. Follow them on social media. Facebook is Big City Wings, so is Instagram. And Twitter is big_city_wings. I promise you, you're going to have a great experience. The wings are fantastic, but they got other food that's great, too. Check them out today at bigcitywings.com.
ESPN 97.5.